You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and your personal success. Today we are with Anita Kovic, a dating specialist for top international online dating sites such as AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. Anita, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you are more than welcome. So tell us why online dating has become so popular. Let's kick it off there.
Well, the internet plays a central role in our everyday lives. We use it for work, for shopping, networking, entertainment, and so much more. So why not dating? I would say that many people nowadays are on their hectic schedules and they're very busy. So online dating offers to them possibility to have more choices, and also with several clicks to send as many requests as they want. And also, I would like to mention that they would also have a full control over their dating life. It allows people to connect across all demographics, and it's not that scary and maybe intimidating as in person.
You certainly do increase your opportunities at a much more rapid rate. That's the way I see it as well. What is international online dating, and why are more and more singles choosing to establish relationships with others overseas?
First of all, because it's a great way to expand dating world through international dating, to increase their chances of finding their dream companion who possibly share their values. Maybe more traditional men are looking for a more traditional woman, and they believe that woman lives outside of the United States. I do believe it's easy, it's convenient, and it doesn't seem so far away anymore to communicate with people halfway around the world, especially with convenient travel nowadays. So I believe that the world is getting smaller because of the advancements in technology nowadays, and even language barriers are disappearing. Therefore, I do believe that international dating, online dating, helps people find their soulmate. Anastasia Date and AsianDate.com have been a trustworthy international online dating sites, connecting members from U.S. with members from Europe and Asia. And they do offer a great value for membership, allowing effective communication between members via email, phone, and even video chat. And the fact that I'm very proud of, I would say, is that AnastasiaDate.com boasts over 20 million members and AsianDate.com boasts over 8 million members.
How can there be a wrong way or a right way to participate in international online dating?
Well, the wrong way is always to be dishonest. The right way is be honest. Be honest because eventually you will meet up with that person and, you know, you don't want to lie. Be honest as much as you can. Fill out your profile with pride. Stay away from selfies. I don't have anything against it on social media, but when it comes to international dating sites, I do believe that you need more reliable photo that sort of presents your personality. I would also suggest to all of our members to show off their qualities, such as if they're humorous, smart, sophisticated, athletic, to share their goals with other members, to write a letter to potential friend or person that they want to meet up with or share a video call, and as well educate yourself on other countries. I believe that international dating sites are amazing educational tool as well.
And I certainly would agree with that as well. Today we are joined by Anita Kovic, a dating specialist for top international online dating sites, and AntasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Anita, what is important about the online profile in order to meet your best match?
As I pointed out, picture is very important as well, but also how do you fill in your profile. If you should share your goals and also stay away from negativity in any possible sense. And take a positive spin on everything. Even if you don't like something, try to make it seem more positive. For example, I don't know, I don't like running, you know, but I do like to walk, and I do like to walk for hours, for example. Just try to stay positive, because I do believe attitude determines altitude. And be honest. Honest. That's my message to all of our members.
That certainly is the key to it, without a question. What is the best way to share your goals so that you can find someone who fits your goals and your wishes?
Well, on Anastasia Date and Asia Date, we have a video chat option where you can discuss your goals in life, write a letter to each other, share your overall goals towards education, relationship goals. That's why I think that feature is very, very helpful as well.
Well, certainly is pretty awesome what you have here. In fact, I mean, if we had have had this 20, 30 years ago, imagine where some of us would be today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip?
As I said, my major tip would be honest. Go out there. Try to find your soulmate. The world is full of options, full of possibilities, and wonders do happen. So give yourself a chance.
Certainly the key phrase there, give yourself a chance. Anita, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you as well.
We have been speaking with Anita Kovic, a dating specialist for top international online dating sites, AntasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.